أبي لهب. We talked about لهب a little bit. What does لهب mean?
Fire.
طيب. So what does نار mean?
The flame of fire.
Excellent. What is شعلة? What is حريق? These are all names for fire in Arabic. Arabic language has 80 different words that refer back to fire. And there's something amazing about the Arabic language. For sword, for khamar, for camel, naqa, ibn, jamal. So many names for the same thing, but each one of them has a different meaning. Yani they are all distinct in some manner. So when the Arab wanted to talk about a fire, a burning, harsh fire, they would talk about the nar. When they want to talk about a fire that harms, they would talk about hariq. And when they wanted to talk about something that was a bright light, they would talk about a shu'la. And when they wanted to talk about a beautiful flame, that was not seen as having dharar, not having hardship, not something bad for you, they would talk about lahab. And that's why he was called Abu Lahab, because as Ibn Kathir and others have mentioned, he was somebody that had light reflection, and he would become red, his cheeks would become red. Some of the ulama said it was due to anger, but the stronger opinion is that because of his good looks. So because they saw him as handsome as a flame in the middle of the night in the desert, they called him Abu Lahab. Now, was this said to him out of respect or disrespect? Respect. In Arabic, when you use a kunya for somebody, a nickname, like I said Abu Yahya, I said it out of respect, not out of disrespect for him. In Arabic, if somebody is older than you, or somebody is a respected scholar, or somebody you want to show respect to, you don't call them by their name. You don't be like, what's going on, Muhammad? It's disrespectful. You say Abu something, or Ibn something, or a sheikh, or yani. Yani some kind of term of respect. If we look at the Sahaba, they were condemned from calling out to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam like they would call somebody else. That's why you will see they will say Ya Abu Qasim, or they will say Ya Rasulullah, or Ya Nabi Allah. They will use a term of respect, and that's how it should be. But why in the Quran does Allah subhanahu wa taala use Abu Lahab, as which is a term of respect? For this kafir who is being cursed. What? But the Quran is eternal, right? And in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Fir'aun or speaks about somebody like this, you don't see terms of respect being used for them, right? But here, it's Abu Lahab is used. And there are two answers for this, and they're both correct. The first, go ahead.
I think it's because it's his kunya, right?
Tell you, but kunya to show respect. Right? Like, my name is Osman. How old are you?
12.
So you're younger than me. Not by much, but. Tell you, if you came up to me and said, Osman, how you doing? That would be disrespectful. Even though personally I don't mind, but that would be disrespectful. But if you came to me and said, Ya Aba Yusuf, or Ya Aba Kutub, I need a kunya for me, then that would show that you're showing me respect. Right? But here in the Quran, he's being cursed. But there is a secret to this when you think deep. The first thing is, what's his name? Abdul Uzza. Abdul Uzza. Is Uzza a god? No. It's a false idol. Are you ever an abd of Uzza?
No.
You know, in the end, everybody is Abdullah. Even the kafir, even the clown in the White House with the little hands, he is an abd of Allah whether he realizes it or not. It is true. Whether he likes it or not. When Allah orders, he's sick. When Allah orders, he gets better. When Allah orders, he gets up. If Allah orders, his life is gone. He can't do anything. We're all ibad of Allah. But there are two types of slaves. A slave that is a Muslim, aslama, taslim, we surrender ourselves willingly to the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is a slave who thinks he's not a slave, But on the day of judgment, he will have to stand the same. He has no choice. So there is no Abdul Masih, there is no Abdul Uzza, there is no Abdullah. That's a lie, and the Quran never lies. So that's why his name, it's a lie in itself, so it was not used. Secondly, it turned something that he took as a point of kibr against him. And we'll look at that coming up, inshallah. Tayyib. تَبَّتْ يَدَا أَبِي لَهَبٍ وَتَبَّ. What is وَتَبَّ? And in تَبَّ, we discussed already, a slow, painful destruction to the two hands of Abu Lahab. Tayyib? وَتَبَّ. What is that?
Done?
What, it's already done. Tayyib. Is تَبَّ فِعْل مُضَارِع مَاذِي مُسْتَقْبِل. Is it past tense? Present or future? Abu Yahya got this. I'm going to talk to Sheikh Walid about your Arabic if you guys don't get this.
Can you say it again?
Tayyib. In Arabic, there are types of af'al, verbs, right? Fi'il madi, fi'il mudari', fi'il amr, and mustaqbil, which if you add seen or sofa with mudari'. Is this present tense? Past tense or future tense?
Future.
Future. How many think it's future? Inshallah. Do you go to the school here?
I'm born Egyptian.
MashaAllah. Okay. So three of you think it's future. Any everybody else here? No opinions? Abu Yahya?
Mudara.
MashaAllah, we have khilaf ulama here. Abu Yahya says madi. Past. Tayyib, mudari begins with what? Ya, ta. How does mudari work? You know, fi'l mudari? This is not mudari, it's not present tense. Future, how does future work in Arabic? You have either a seen or a sofa before it. Do you see seen or sofa here? No. Fi'l amr, and يعني, I'm sakin, it's going to have an amr with it. It's not fi'l amr. This is madi, past tense. Why? In the Quran, even the ayat about the Day of Judgment, they come in past tense. Why? Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains something, it's done. Imagine today, what's your name, brother?
Muhammad.
Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, if I tell you that I'm going to pray Isha here, inshallah. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Maybe before Isha there'll be an emergency and I'll run. Even if I'm right now I'm giving a talk, maybe I won't finish this talk. It's not sure. Because right now it's going on. Tayyib. If I say tomorrow I'm gonna be in San Diego, inshaAllah, maybe I will be, maybe I won't. Maybe my flight will get delayed. Maybe Abu Yahya will find me a great job here and I'll stay here, something like this. So you don't know. But if I tell you yesterday I flew from San Diego. Can it be undone? It's done. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordains it, it's the same. It's done. That's why this is fi'l madi. So you cannot say it means it's done, because fi'l madi already tells us it's done. But this is to show emphasis. In Arabic, to show emphasis. This is ma'toof, yani bilwaw. For those of you who are interested in Arabic language, تَبَّ يعني فِعْل مَادٍ وَتَا لِلْتَانِيثِ أَبِي لَحَبْ يعني هنا يَدَى أَبِي لَحَبْ هُوَ فَاعِل. طيب, this is the grammatical Arabic. وَالْوَاوْ لِلْعَطْف, it is to join. وَالْتَبَّ مَعْتُوف إِلَى التَبَّ. In Arabic language, you have emphasis that comes in the end. For example, another example would be what's called maf'ul mutlaq. What do you say? Daraba, daraban. If you say daraba, daraban, that means it was a really bad beating. So here, tabbat yada abi lahabiyu wa tab, yani an extreme, harsh destruction. Something that should have put fear in the hearts of Abu Lahab. But the heart of Abu Lahab was hard. So what did he do? He went around, as the Hadith Ibn Jarir al-Tabari mentions authentically, he went around Mecca showing his hands and telling people, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he didn't say it, when we hear the name of Nabiyyina Muhammad, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, he says that my hands are destroyed. Look at these hands, strong, nothing wrong with them. This is the kibbutz. Today we tell somebody, be careful, Allah will hold you accountable, tell you what, I'm living it up. I got money, I got cars, I got this, what are you talking about? But the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always comes true. As we will see in this surah here as well. فقال ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في تبت يدا أبي لهب فقال خسر. This is the tafsir of Ibn Abbas, وعبدالله ibn Umar, and Hassan al-Basri, and others that mentioned that this means a destruction that would be coming on his hands. Sayyid, when we look at the next ayah, ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب. Sayyid, what is the ma here? What does it mean, ma? Ma as well? Or mal as well? تبت يدا, you know the surah, right? Yeah. تبت, you read it. تبت يدا بلهب وتب. Now stop. What is the meaning? Destroy, painful, slow torment. Go ahead.
Destroy.
Next line. Excellent. So here, ma, here, harf al-nafi. Will not. طيب. بقول بعض العلماء هذا الماء للاستفهام. يعني to explain to, but we'll leave the deeper khilaf here. That ما أغنى, it will not enrich him or benefit him any. What will not? عنه. What will not? ماله. His mal. His wealth. وما كسب. What is كسب? What he earned. فقال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنهما يعني it is what he had في نفسي ومالي وولدي. فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها ما أكل الرجل من كسبه وما ابنه فمن كسبه. يعني whatever a person eats, whatever a person collects for himself, this is his كسب. Jazakallah khair. And his children are his cousin. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, the great mufassir of the Quran, the one that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that he understands of the wahi, in the authentic narration of Ibn Jarir al-Tabari and Abdul Razak has mentioned in his tafsir, he says that this, the meaning of qasab here, his children, his sons especially. Tayyib, and this is mentioned from Abu Aliya and Mujahid and Ata and other great ulama. What does that mean? And we understand mal, his wealth. His wealth will do him no good. People think they can buy their way out of anything. Even in America today. People get sick, they're like, I'm not worried about it, I got money. I live in America. We got great hospitals. I haven't been to Europe apparently then. Anyway, so if you look at that, if that was true, then rich people would never die. Do rich people die?
Yes.
Is Michael Jackson alive?
No.
Did he have money?
Yes.
Mad money. But he's dead. Right? Why? Because money can't buy life. Money can't buy happiness. Money can't buy anything. In the end, it is your amal, your actions, what Allah wrote for you. This is it. But we, for even us sitting here, even though we're saying this, but it's our firm aqeedah, yani our firm belief that we have no doubt upon this, it's difficult. Here is a beautiful example in the Quran for this. Tayyib, what does it mean his wealth will not benefit him? Abu Lahab was very rich. Ibn Kathir mentions Bidayah wa Nihaya in the fourth volume, around page 80 onwards. He talks about Abu Lahab, depending on your print. He says Abu Lahab was very rich, but he was scared. He was not a fighter. He was a lover. Tayyib, when Badr came, Abu Jahl, Abu Sufyan, they armored up. They wanted to go. Abu Sufyan wanted to protect the caravan or whatever, but he was still brave. He was out there. Abu Jahl was in it for the fight. As others from the Quraysh. Abu Lahab, he was good looking, he was rich, he was eloquent, good lineage, but he was a coward. He didn't want to fight. So whoever owed him money, he would tell him, you go and fight in my place. He thought money could buy his way out of everything. But reality is, his money will do him no good, as you will see. What about kasab? First thing, we said kasab means what you have collected. Your food, what you've earned, right? Why are your children, as in Sahih Hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu means, that why does it mean your children? Because what is your true earnings? It's your prodigy. It's your children. And even if you make billions of dollars and you have huge mansions and Bentleys and Rolls Royces and Ferraris and Lamborghinis and all of that, but your children become crackheads. You're going to be happy? You're going to be happy? Muhammad?
No.
No? Will you be, what's your name of you? MashaAllah. Would you be happy? No. Even if you're struggling, but you see you come home at night and your children are reading Quran, and they're making dua, and they come to you and they serve you, and you see them happy, laughing, with pious spouses and grandchildren, will you be happy?
Yes.
Yeah. This is your true earning, not your bank balance. This is what's important. This is your kasab.